Are Chloe and Tristan finally broken up to begin with, to end with? We don't really know. And of course, Jordan Wood sits down on the Red Table Talk. We are talking all that and more. This is it. Season 16 is coming to a close.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Hey. Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. As I mentioned before, this is season 16's finale. We are totally done with it.
Whoa.
It's over. And, I know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Rachel. Too much soda before the show.
We did. Coca-Cola during the show.
A lot.
Is this what a Diet Coke does to a girl?
Yeah. A little bit of caffeine.
Too much sugar.
Too much sugar, girl.
Well, you guys, we are going to be, of course, reviewing this last episode of season 16. We're talking about, obviously, Chloe and Tristan. When are we not talking about them?
Every week.
And then, of course, Jordan Woods does the infamous Red Table Talk sit-down with Jada Pinkett Smith. And Chloe was not happy about it.
No.
So we're going to be doing all of that. Then, of course, doing our news and gossip section titled Tea Time. And then ending with Gram Glam, where we vote on the best Instagram photo of the week from one of the girls. But first, I'm sitting next to, you guys have heard her and seen her today.
Hey, hey, hey! It's Rachel Robillard! Here I am, yep, just doing the most and the least at the very same time.
We love it.
Rachel's back.
And of course, we're joined by the beautiful Nakia.
Hi, guys! Happy Sunday!
Yay. And then, to her left, is the studious, gorgeous... Amazing.
What?
Howard the Third.
Yes.
Stop. Yes, everybody. It's Howard the Third. Nice to be seen. Nice to be heard.
Yes. And yes. I am Dakota T. Jones.
Woo.
So, yes. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Famous. Amazing.
Oh. Infamous.
Powerful.
Infamous. Heartbroken. Anyway, so let's get into this review, shall we?
I can't stand y'all.
I want to ask you guys, what are your overall thoughts of the episode? Because it was kind of a big buildup. We all knew where this was going. Mm-hmm. What did you guys think?
We were waiting for this episode the entire season.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
This is the, you liar! We were waiting for this moment, and now it's here. And I was like, yes, we finally got to see it. Of course, we all called it. It was going to be the finale. Mm-hmm. So it was exciting. I loved it. I thought it was very powerful with so much content and just things that we wanted to see. Howard and I were talking about this, how there was so much to talk about, mm-hmm. and that this really left a lasting impression. On the other hand, Kiki over here was like,
I was underwhelmed because I felt like, okay, here's the thing. I get it. I'm a producer. I work in TV.
Uh-huh.
And I get why you would have to split it to make sure the ratings are good. I do feel like there was no need for episode one and episode two of the season finale because we didn't learn anything new. This is everything that we already knew would happen, and I felt like this all could have been one episode, but I see why they split it up so that we would be watching. But mm-hmm. I was underwhelmed. It was nothing new. I didn't like it. It was okay. Not that I disliked it.
Uh-huh.
It was okay. Mm-hmm. It was nothing new. I didn't see Jordan. I didn't see Tristan's trash ass.
The Red Table Talk was the newest.
But we knew about the Red Table Talk because we were there when Jordan sat down with Jada Pinkett Smith. We knew that. There was nothing new.
We didn't know how Chloe truly felt.
We
want to know why we did, because she tweeted about it. And she tweeted at Jordan. The only thing that I did like was to see Kylie actually say what I've been saying for the past 10 episodes. I did not like the bullying part from these older women.
Mm-hmm.
So I did appreciate Kylie being the baby out the group to be like, guys, this is too much. That's the one thing I did like. But we didn't find out anything new. To me, that is my opinion.
I feel you guys.
Everything was the same.
A huge new thing.
That is her opinion!
A big new thing we did find out was that Kylie didn't know that the Jordan Kylie lip kit went on sale.
Right.
That was very new information to me that she didn't know, but likewise, I don't believe that.
When you have a business and when things go on sale, you know what's happening. I do believe.
You know.
Here's the thing.
I don't know.
When Chloe tweeted what she tweeted, when Kylie. Not her personally, but when her website put Jordan's lip kit on sale, I do think that you are abreast to it and you know about mm-hmm. it. And I think when they got the backlash from social media, they wanted to change it. And I do believe this wasn't filmed when it really happened. They filmed it after. I personally believe that she knew what happened. And now that they're filming it, she's like, I didn't know.
I think it was Kris Jenner. The whole time. I think Kylie didn't
know
it.
I don't think it was Chris either.
Chris was like, you know what?
I think it
Call up Kylie Cosmetics.
Kylie's
Put it on
company.
Sale.
Put it on
I
sale.
I truly think she didn't know because, you know, you're signing off paperwork. Like she said, I'm signing off things because we did this before. Right. I have so much stuff in my, you know, my stock. Some of it has to go on sale. Mm-hmm. So maybe she was like, I did this Jordan launch months ago, put it on sale, and then it just, everything
happened.
But it
was on sale for weeks until someone called it out.
Quote unquote.
That's why I don't believe it because
she signed it weeks
ago. Dragged her for a week, and then a week later she was like, oh, my bad. When you are a businesswoman, and don't get me wrong, I love that Kylie stuck up for her friend. I love that she was though she's the youngest, I did appreciate her saying, guys, we're bigger than this. This is enough. But I feel like the Jordan thing happened for a whole week, and then like a week later she's like, oh, my bad. You know what's going on. You work there.
Yes.
This is your business. This isn't like something you don't know about. Mm-hmm. You knew what was happening and you let it be dragged for a week, and then you stepped up and said,
oops.
And then you said, my bad. Right. So I don't believe it. But that's just me.
I don't know. I don't know exactly how I feel about that situation, but mm-hmm. I did want to ask Howard, what did you think of Chloe's, she was obviously wanting to be mature. She's like, I don't really know how I feel, but I'm going to, you know, try to take the high road. And then she had this drunken rage.
I know. I mean, I was happy to see her drunk. I just love drunk Chloe.
Money.
Exactly. But for her to release it and actually speak her thoughts is something I did like seeing, even though I had my own type of opinion about mm-hmm. everything that was going down. I wanted to see from Chloe how she felt. I was happy she was like, you know, I'm that girl. I can't have these girls testing me and stuff like that. Because when something like this does happen, you start to talk your own crap. You know what I mean? Who doesn't? You start to feel like you're bigger than. I mean, I don't like how Kimora put her 2 cents in there and was like, let these girls have it. She should have just known that by herself. But, you know, I was happy to see drunk Chloe.
Yeah, and Larsa stepped in, too, with commenting of the TMZ post.
Yeah,
there's a lot of friends affiliated with the Kardashians that like
old.
To stir the pot.
Because they want their little 2 seconds
exactly.
to shine.
They're too old. They're old enough to be Jordan and Kylie's mother. I just feel like these women, listen, someone commented in the comments. They were like, Nakia, we appreciate you. And I appreciate y'all. I love the Kardashians, but I'm here with receipts. And I'm going to speak the facts.
Mm-hmm.
These women are the same women who have been the Jordan.
Right.
Though what Jordan did wasn't right, but what I won't do is I'm not going to drag a 21-year-old and be these 40-year-old women who did exactly what she did recently. Mm-hmm. Larsa, you're too damn old. You're cheating on your husband with Future. Kimora Lee Simmons, you're too damn old. Malika, you were like, and I don't want to do that, and I don't want to be that person because I don't want to come off as like the angry black woman, but I don't want to do this thing where it's like, woe is me. Because I can't do that. And y'all know I got to speak the facts. All those women on that show, besides Kylie, have all dealt with someone else's boyfriend or husband.
That's
so
true.
What I won't do, and yes, it is messed up, let's acknowledge it, but I'm not going to let 40-year-old women drag this 21-year-old when y'all have been sleeping with people's husbands and boyfriends and stole people's boyfriends.
Mm.
That's just my opinion. Again, what she did wasn't right, but I don't like that 40-year-old women like Kimora and Larsa are getting involved.
I mean, because even Kim, she was like, Kim was like, I ain't gonna do it
on the last episode. Drag me if you want. I do not care.
You better forget to, Rachel, because I'm with your girl.
I can't do it.
And even with Kim, and I will say, I remember when we first started the show, and I said I knew what the season finale was going to be. And I said, personally, I did not like the dragging of this 21-year-old by women who were damn near 40. And I didn't like the whole Kim, when they did that whole video, when her and Malika were in the car. And I'm happy that Kylie called them out on that and said,
yeah,
guys, we're above that. Let's not bully this girl in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get with that.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Kim really just like went for Larsa, though. Because, you know, Larsa was like speaking on it to TMZ, and Kim was like,
I'm happy
it's
she
not
did
okay
that.
Yeah.
to try to like get some shine off
it's
of
not
what's
her business.
Happening.
Right. Yeah.
It's not, the only person who should be speaking is Khloe Kardashian.
Exactly.
If we're going to be real here. Mm-hmm. And I understand Khloe's pain. That's the only person who should be speaking. Not Larsa, not Malika, not Kim, not Kourtney, not Kylie, not Kendall. The only person who should be speaking is Khloe. And
yeah,
I
hear
Malika was
speaking
definitely
on
commenting on some like shade room stuff.
Yes.
Who?
Shade room stuff.
Chloe?
You know?
Malika.
No, I remember seeing her in some comments.
She was
but
in some comments. She sure was.
Shady
and it's like, Malika.
Malika, you were dating a married man. Like, stop.
Malika even messed around with French before Chloe messed.
And
you know I love you, Malika, but you know there's tea there. She messed up.
That's none of my business.
French sister's best friend, Chinks. That's what I don't. I just
but
feel
she
like
messed with French too.
I get it.
French and Chinks.
Have your friends back, but the only person who should be speaking is Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I do appreciate Kylie speaking up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the last part of this episode that I definitely wanted to talk about before we move on to tea time was the fact that Jada Pinkett Smith did not really. She told Chris in a text, "Hey, I'm going to have Jordan on Red Table Talk." Chris was like, "Please call me." She never called. Obviously, there's history there as a friendship with the Kardashians and the Smiths. But Nakia was saying that obviously Will and Jada are Jordan's godparents and they grew up together. Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
So, like you were saying, blood is thicker than water.
I mean, at the end of the day, Jada Pinkett Smith doesn't owe them anything, just like they don't owe Jordan or anybody anything. And I think, to me, it was upsetting because I'm like, Jada doesn't owe you guys anything, just like you guys don't owe it. You guys are obviously sticking with each other, and we spoke about this last week, where I do feel like, at the end of the day, Kylie and Jordan have been friends for years, so I don't like the whole, like, outcasting thing where Jada and Will are Jordan's godparents, have been her godparents since birth. Jordan's father is dead, so Jada and Will took that part. Jada don't owe them anything. Mm-hmm. That's just my personal opinion. Jada looked at it like, my goddaughter's being bullied, I'm gonna have her back. Yeah. If nobody else will, at least we can. So I can see where Jada's coming from, where it's like, look, we're friends in this industry, but I don't know y'all. I don't owe y'all anything.
Exactly.
I don't know if it's just me or if I'm bugging, but just like they came together for Khloé and Khloé yelled at her mother for that, Jada Pinkett Smith doesn't owe anybody that.
Yeah. And Khloé really went for her mom.
Yeah. I'm actually sorry to piggyback off of Jada. I'm glad that Jada did this interview because she just came out recently saying that she didn't want to even touch this. She said in a recent article with People Magazine that she was uncomfortable with the situation, and at first she wasn't going to do this Red Table Talk with Jordan. So I'm glad that she did step up and actually go through with it. So
when one of your family members is going through it, though, you have to have their back no matter what.
But Jada thought it was too risky.
Even if you disagree with what happened, and you could tell that, you know, Jada and Will, they're older. They're old enough to be her parents. Mm-hmm. But I do think they looked at it like, look, no one has her back. We'll at least have her back in this. Her father died, and we promise that we're her godparents. We got to do something. And if anyone knows the tea, the Kardashians and Jada, they all unfollowed each other on social media because I think Jada looked at it like, look, this is our baby niece. Y'all ain't got to have her back, but we will at least have her back.
And Jada was hard on her, though, too. She was saying, look, I think what happened messed up, and that, you know, you're getting involved in someone's family, and you know the history there. You really messed yourself over. But she let her have a space to safely talk about it and to see, you know, like basically give Jordan a spotlight to apologize, even though she didn't quite apologize.
She didn't, but I feel Scott too. And I'm happy that Scott said what he said in the background. Like, look, I'm not giving anybody an excuse for what they did, especially Jordan. But I will look at it like this. This girl's a 20, 21-year-old girl where they are damn near 40.
Yeah.
We've all done some fucked up when we were 21 years old. I'm blurping the curses out where I think it's easy, at least for me, I can look at that and be like, oh, she should have said something, but I'm in my
30s. Yeah.
I can say that where a 21-year-old girl who's been sheltered her whole life has never experienced that before. So it's easy for them to say because they're 36, 37, 38, they're now almost 40. And Auntie Jada can tell her, baby girl, what you did wasn't right. And I'm happy that this will be a learning experience for her, and I hope that she learns from this. Mm-hmm. But again, her and Kylie are 21-year-olds. Kylie did what she did with the whole Tyga and Blac Chyna thing when she was 19, 20. I just think that they're young girls who need to learn from it. And if they do learn, great. If they don't, then we can speak on it. But I do think Auntie Jada and Uncle Will were like, we got your back. Mm-hmm. Nobody else will, but we got you. Yeah. That's just my opinion.
And it was the most anticipated Red Table Talk.
Yes. I know. I was there ready for it to
We were all ready for it to go down. It got so many reviews and ratings. So, but one quote that I really loved that Jada said on the talk when she was talking to Jordan was, take the pain of telling the truth, then having to take the pain of telling a lie, and then the pain of having to rehabilitate whatever that lie had created. Yeah. I was like, yes. Because that's where it comes down to. It's like, Jordan said yes to Red Table Talk, but never went to the source, which is Khloé, to apologize there. Right. And so it's like, no, at first, like, oh, no, nothing happened. Mm-hmm. But then as time goes on, actually we made out. Actually my legs were on his legs, actually. Mm-hmm. So it's like, do we really know what happened?
And I think I looked at it like, it's intimidating. Like, I know for me at 21, even doesn't matter what age I am, it's hard for me to sit in front of someone who I considered a friend and say, yeah, your boyfriend and me made out. Like, and I think though it's not okay, but that's hard, and I think it's easier to sit in front of my family on Red Table Talk to talk my truth instead of giving the Kardashians the chance to use my name as an opportunity to make money off of it. You're damn right I'm not going on your show to say sorry. It's tough, and I wish she did, but I do understand it's intimidating. And I'm happy that Scott said that to them, too. Like, you guys got to understand, she's probably intimidating to sit in front of Khloé and be like,
yes,
by the way. I understand that she'd be intimidating, but for them to have such a close relationship, she could have at least gone off camera. I mean, you know, it's bad, but Jordan could at least gone off camera and said, I do apologize, or I am sorry. Because it's like, it is pretty messed
according up. According to Jordan's story, she claims she did. And that's why I like what she said to Access Hollywood. Hollywood, she said everyone speaks their truth. On Red Table Talk, she said after the fact, she said Kylie knew she was going to Red Table Talk. And this is what I didn't like. I just hate the whole, let's stop pretending. Kylie knew she was going to Red Table Talk.
Yes.
And I get it. Her and Khloé are not friends. Her and Kylie are friends. It's a big difference when you're friends with someone and this is your sister. And she went to Red Table Talk and she said, I didn't say exactly what I needed to say. And I didn't say the truth at first, but I did apologize after the fact. I just think it was a very tough situation, but I do hate the whole let's hold Tristan up to a standard and
drag
Jordan.
That. No.
That's what I wasn't here for.
Yeah.
No, we all knew Tristan is trash. This isn't new information. This is not new.
How
Tristan's
does he live
trash.
With himself? I really don't understand.
He don't care.
He don't care. Yeah. He's 27, living his best life. He's a basketball player. He's done
it
before.
All
yeah. And he posted on Khloé's birthday a couple of days ago about Khloé being so amazing and whatnot. And it's like,
because, you know, he's gotten away with it a lot. He just doesn't care. But I do feel like, you know, and this was a relationship that could have been mended. And it's sad that it happened. It's unfortunate that it happened with Jordan. And because she is Kylie's friend, she's not Khloé's friend. So I do think it's a little bit different.
But she's still a family friend.
She's a family friend, but I do think,
even though you're close with my sister, you've still been around me. I've still confided
you're
in
right.
you. You still should at least
you're
say, hey,
absolutely
girl,
right,
what's
but
going, you know, this is what, don't
Jordan,
tell me the full story, but just say, you
Jordan,
know, my bad.
Jordan barely speaks on the show. She's scary. Yeah. So I do understand why it is scary to go to someone who's, like Khloé, who's very intimidating to someone like her, where her and Kylie, it's different, where it's tough. And I think it was easier for her to sit down with her family on Red Table Talk. And she said on the show, she's like, Kylie knows I'm here. They know I'm here. I said what I said before I got here. I do think it's a little bit tough. But again, you know, I'm not making excuses for anybody. It was effed up that it happened. But I can't take the road and go with 40-year-old women and bully a 21-year-old. That's just my opinion.
You guys, this whole family is just surrounded by controversy, no matter what happens.
Okay.
And
no matter what.
That may be the end of the review, but we are going right into tea time for some more controversy.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So, Kim, God love her. She trademarks the term kimono, K-I-M-O-N-O. It's her newest venture, but will there be backlash? Of course. It says it's for all shapes and sizes. It's like a body... What is it? Like a
shapewear?
Body
shapewear. Like spandex.
Yeah. She did respond to the backlash by saying, I understand and have deep respect for the significance of the kimono in Japanese culture and have no plans to design or release any garments that would be in any way to resemble or dishonor the traditional garment. I made the decision to name my company Kimono, not to dissociate the word from its Japanese roots, but as a nod to the beauty and detail that goes into a garment. Filing a trademark is a source identifier that will allow me to use the word for my shapewear and intimates line, but does not preclude or restrict anyone in this instance from making kimonos or using the word kimono in reference to the traditional garment. My solution wear brand is built with inclusivity and diversity at its core, and I'm incredibly proud of what's to come. Now, there's more to that, though. Kyoto asks Kim to reconsider using and trademarking kimono and says that he does not think that she should monopolize off of someone else's culture.
I agree, but I'll be dragged again, so. Here's the thing. I learned last year, so I learned kimono when she actually first did it was a lingerie pajama type line where she was actually doing robes and she was doing lingerie. Kim Kardashian's very smart and she knows what she's doing. She's appropriated a few cultures and she knows that. And I think it is smart to do it where people are talking about your brand and your line. I do feel like at this age, at almost 40, you're so successful. You don't need the tricks and you don't need to do stuff like this to get the traction. I do feel like you're doing shapewear. You're not doing lingerie anymore, so you can change the name.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be kimono. And I think it's dope that her sizes go from extra small to 4X,
I
think is amazing.
Absolutely.
But I do think you should change the name because it is disrespectful and it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
You're not doing pajamas anymore. And if you were, you know what kimono means, but I also do think that she's not stupid and she knew the traction she was going to get.
Nakia, yeah. You shady boots tonight.
But here's the thing. It's not shade. Like, it's facts. And that's one thing, yeah. I will say, like, y'all know me. Like, I've been a Kardashian fan since day one. But what I won't do, I'll speak the facts. And as a black woman and a culture that she's appropriated with the black culture, I cannot sit here and be like, yes, it's okay, because it's not. And for the Asian and Japanese culture, it's inappropriate, and she knows that. But she knows that she's going to get the hashtag and the people are going to go to it. Because of this story, I went to go look at the shapewear. So people are going to do it. But I do think you're so successful like a Beyonce, where you can put out anything. Yeah. You don't need the drama. Change
but
the
that's
name.
What they built everything on.
Exactly.
So.
She yeah. should change the name. Kim yes. Shapewear is great. Kim, like, just yeah. the name. Yeah. Kim Shapewear.
We're going to, you know, buy it, yeah. regardless. Change the name. This is a century-old tradition by Japanese and Asian people. It's inappropriate. Change the name. And then you're trademarking it so Japanese people can't use it. And that's what I find inappropriate.
Yeah.
It's different if you named a kimono, but you went and you trademarked it so no one else can use it. Mm-hmm. Girl, change the name. Call it Kim Shapewear. It's cute.
Shapewear.
I'm going to buy one.
Yeah.
Exactly. Are you still going to buy one?
If she changes it.
If she changes it today.
Nakia's like, I don't think it's right, but I already put three in my cart and I'm waiting for the release date.
I need new Sphinx. But I am happy that it does go to 4X. I'm happy about that. But I just want her to understand she doesn't need
right.
to do that anymore. She's Kim Kardashian. The Kardashians and Jenners can literally do anything they want and we will all buy it.
Right.
You don't need the drama.
I know.
You don't need it.
No drama.
That's just me, though.
Well, speaking of drama.
No, ma'am.
Speaking of drama, we're going back to the Met Gala. So Kylie Jenner was at the Met Gala, and so was Kim and Kendall. And A-Rod, Jennifer Lopez's fiancé, J-Lo and A-Rod, A-Rod claims that Kylie talked to Kylie at the Met Gala, and she was only talking about how rich she is.
Oh.
Meanwhile, Kylie tweeted out and responded, no, I didn't. We only talked about Game of Thrones. So who's telling the truth here? I mean, I can see Kylie flexing, but at the same time, why would she do that in front of also people who are just as
rich? Well, you know, close. Yeah.
I don't know.
My take on this is that A-Rod was being interviewed by someone. Now, how was the Met Gala? Oh, it was great. It was overwhelming. There was a lot of, you know, a lot of successful people there. I sat at this table. I mean, I was next to Kylie Jenner. I mean, she's a billionaire. So, I mean, all she was
exactly.
talking about was how much money she was making. And I sat next to this person. Like, it's a joke or, like,
yeah.
being kind of funny. But, of course, that headline and that quote is taken. Kylie Jenner only talked about how rich she
right.
was.
The press. Because
then he came out
skew.
And he tweeted after that and was like, no, that's
you're
not
right.
really what happened. I was saying X, Y, and Z. So you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I can see her flexing, but I can't see her talking about, like, how rich she is.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't give
she doesn't
me. That's
like
not her
that.
Personality. Like, no. I will say the Jenner kids are pretty awesome and I don't see them, but then again, we don't know them, but I don't see her like, I'm so rich.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, but I do think he probably was joking and they took the headline and made it something that it wasn't.
Yeah.
Get it great. Together. Speaking about getting it together, Jordan Woods, we've been speaking about Jordan Woods for the past 30 minutes.
Get her name out my mouth.
Baby, she's been on everybody's tongues and mouths, but last week.
And Tristan's.
Listen.
Yes.
And I think he's happy about that. Last week was part one of the season finale, and in part one, Kim made a statement where she said, we fed Jordan and we fed her family, but it looks like Access Hollywood caught up with Jordan Woods, and she responded to that. She said that she's hustled and started modeling at the age of 18. She refers to her getting her career given to her, because Kim basically said that we gave her a career,
yeah.
we made her. Mm-hmm. She said that she's sorry and apologetic as she can be. She declined to answer on the status of a relationship with the family by saying, I don't think it really matters at this moment right now. But she did say, I've been hustling, I've been modeling since I've been 18. They don't feed me. I feed myself. So,
But the way that she said the quote of like, I'm as sorry and apologetic as
yeah.
I can be. The interviewer was like, so like they said you didn't apologize, and she's like, you know what? I have been as sorry and apologetic as I can be.
Yeah.
Like the way she said it was like. Not really,
like,
okay.
Are we really going there in
yeah.
this interview?
Just,
it obviously was
yeah.
not meant to be talked about. I think
the producers probably told them not to ask her that.
Yes.
And I think, you know, I think, because a lot of people, like Kevin Hart even went through the situation where he had the whole thing with the Oscars and he had to keep apologizing. And I do keep saying, how much times do you have to keep apologizing?
Right.
Because one fan may get it, but the next may not. And mm-hmm. I don't think they were supposed to ask her that, and they did anyway.
Yeah.
And she's like, look. Everyone has their truth, and they have every right to say what they say, but I have every right to do what I do, and I'm out here hustling, so
yeah.
she answered that.
And speaking of Jordan, her mom actually on Instagram put a story out that her son was in a car accident today.
Aww.
And she says, God is so good that he's okay. Why do we all focus on the BS that doesn't matter? Don't take life for granted. Always answer to God. So, yeah, in the grand scheme of things, this is all crazy drama, but yeah, they're humans too, just like Chloe is. And so she just went through a very hard time with that, and I hope she's able to overcome it. And that, the picture of the car crash is very intense. So I'm glad.
That's a lot. They're all going through it, and it sucks to.
Yeah.
It sucks, but then the one, and I'm like, oh, you guys signed up for this, but it does suck because you are going through a real life thing. So to do this in front of the world and to tweet and people say nasty things on Instagram and in all their comments and in Chloe's comments and in Jordan's and her family, it sucks. Tristan, I don't feel bad for her, but for everybody else, I'm like, oh, it's a lot.
It's tough. Well, on a lighter note, Chloe just celebrated her 35th birthday. Mm-hmm. She had a party, of course, and people thought they heard Kylie say at the birthday party that she was pregnant in the background video. Kylie did come out and say she didn't say that, even though it sounded like that. She's currently not expecting, but it looked like a good birthday party, you know?
Maybe she was just excited.
Mechanical bull and everything.
What was with the photos, though, of, like, the weights? Like,
so, Chloe had a fake gym on the outside, like an all-pink fake gym.
Okay.
And it also doubled as a photo shoot.
Okay.
Which so people cute, could take pictures. Because, you know, she does revenge body. She's into her body.
Like perfect.
So I thought that was cute. And I think Kylie threw her the birthday, which was pretty dope. And she set it up, which was adorable. But it did sound like she said she was pregnant. But that could be, I say that a lot. Like, if I see somebody hot, I'm like, oh, I'm pregnant.
Exactly. And she was around a lot of food. So it was like, oh, I'm pregnant. Like, I'm about to eat a lot, you know?
But food excited.
I say that.
Right. We're pregnant. But it did look like a good party. Did you guys notice that Sophia Richie was there?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Dancing close to Chloe.
That's right. That couple's very interesting. Yeah. That threesome between Courtney, Sophia, and Scott.
And we saw Sophia at the very end of tonight's episode.
All right.
Like the little flashback. So I was like, whoa, wait. That's Sophia walking with the kids.
Listen. My advice to a Sophia or a Jordan or whoever is a third party who they're mentioning, you guys better start selling something. Because if I'm being mentioned on one of the biggest shows ever...
Make your money.
Right? Do something.
You should have been made it.
I hope that, like... I'm a little worried that, you know, like... We thought we could trust Jordan. Obviously, we couldn't. So then now Sophia's on the show. I just hope that Sophia doesn't do anything stupid.
But Sophia has a boyfriend. Her boyfriend's Scott.
I know.
You know, like, it's different where... Jordan was single, you know, Jordan crossed that line, but Sophia has a whole man. I do think it's a little weird bring Scott and his new 19-year-old girlfriend in the picture, but I don't see her doing anything that you can't trust because Scott's her man.
Exactly. And don't bring her on the Kardashians. Save that for Scott's own show.
Right.
You know,
right.
Flip it like Disick. I'd rather see Sophia on his show than on the Kardashians.
I mean, I'm here for it to be on the Kardashians.
Same.
Okay? I need all the tea.
She looked amazing. And then when she was at the party, she looked amazing. Because you guys gotta remember, like, these people all grew up together. The Jordans, the Kylies, the Nicole Richies, the Paris Hilton.
That's right.
They all went to school together and they all know each other.
Exactly.
So it's not weird to see Sophia there.
Right.
But it is weird now because she is with Scott.
Yep.
And we learned about the Costa Rica trip where she wasn't invited. So it is interesting to see her kind of like be in the background. Even for Scott's birthday, Sophia posted the picture of Scott, her, and Courtney. I'm like, okay, it's a little weird.
Weird, but okay.
I'm here for it.
A little weird. Well, you guys, this will be our last Gram Glam of the season. Boom, boom, boom. That's literally me whenever I'm leaving the Taco Bell drive-thru. They're like, they know who I am there because I'm always there. Those nacho fries, I'm getting them after this.
Good.
But first photo we have is of Miss Kim.
Ooh.
Hot ma of four.
Look at the abs.
Four.
Go ahead, girl.
She looks great with those abs.
Mm-hmm. Send the doctors. I'm serious. I want the names.
You want their names?
I mean, I'm
not going to lie. I do want the names.
I want the names.
She's like, give me the names. Give me the phone
plans.
Exactly.
Do they have payment plans? She looks amazing, though.
That's it.
And then next is our girl, Courtney. Of course, sprawled out in the middle of a beach.
Go ahead, girl.
I bet Scott took that photo.
Probably.
Or Sophia.
Oh my god.
Can you imagine? Sophia. Hey, Sophia, can you take a picture of me, please?
Yeah. You're working it, girl. Working it.
She looks amazing.
You're doing amazing, sweetie. The next one was with Chloe. I love this. I believe that this was the outfit she wore for her 35th birthday party, if I'm not mistaken.
She looks good.
She does look good.
Yeah, she looks incredible.
I like the blue.
Of course, we have Kendall as well.
Oh.
She was at a disco-themed party. This is one of her only posts that's not sponsored.
Yeah, everything's an ad, Kendall.
Everything is an ad with her. I mean, I don't blame her. I mean, get that coin.
I know.
And the last photo is of Kylie with Stormy. This photo gives me so much life just because it's like they're matching for one. Two, she's like bending down to be with her daughter, but also like make it fashion.
Exactly.
Pop that booty.
She popping it. She said, I'm a hot mom. She's not a regular mom.
I'm a cool mom.
I'm a cool mom. I'm a cool mom. Ooh, this is hard.
All right, guys. Stormy. The last Glam Glam of the season. Who are we going to pick? Drum roll, please. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. I see.
So I chose Kylie because I think the photo with Stormy is just too cute and just like, I just love how she made it fashion.
I love it. Kendall was my weekend mood. Literally.
Okay, yes.
So I just like can so relate. You go, girl. And I love how exactly it wasn't a sponsored ad. Yeah. She posted that on her own and she wanted to show off how cute she looked.
She looked great.
I picked Kendall because she looked really hot. It was dope. I just love because Kendall is never in the drama and she looked amazing. It was like a really cute disco party. Mm-hmm. So Kendall looked hot. Yes. And I don't think I've ever picked Kendall ever.
Same. I don't know when the last time I picked Kendall.
Yeah, it's been a while.
She looks great.
I picked Courtney because I just love the photo. It's just so cute. You know, the whole scenery of her vacationing, one of her mini vacations. You know, she vacations every 2 weeks. So I loved it.
Howard, I will tell you that if you want to go to the beach, I will take the photos for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Can you do like what Courtney's picture looks like? Because I need that.
I'm doing
whoever took that photo.
Yeah. I can do it and do it better.
Amazing.
I love that. Well, since this is the season finale, I did want to say I'd like to get you guys' feedback. At AfterBuzz, we're starting to do this thing called the top three. So I want to know, one from each of you, what is your favorite moment from this season?
Wow. Okay.
Well, I guess mine is just the season finales. I mean, the two-part season finale would have to be the favorite. Just trying to see what's going on with the family, trying to see, you know, what's the next step. I know that Jordan is still communicating with Kylie, so I want to see if somehow she's back in there. But, yeah, just the season finale, two-part.
Mm-hmm. My favorite moment would have to be the trip that Scott went on with the whole family.
Yeah, to Bali,
I think.
I love that. I love seeing Scott. I love this new Scott, and I can't wait to see, like, flip it like Disket. But I love... But I do love the trip because I thought it was cute to see like Kim and Courtney get their readings done by all these different people.
Oh my gosh.
I think that trip was my favorite because it was weird because they were arguing at the top of the day, but it turned out to be a really good trip. So that's my favorite.
I think I'm with you on that one because whenever the healers like were like burping.
That was amazing.
Like sucking things out of her knee.
I love Kim Kardashian because she's like, wait, what?
She really tried to put on a straight face.
I love her reaction. So that was my favorite, the Bali trip.
I love, obviously, the Tristan Jordan drama. We've been waiting for that all season. Very high up there, but I really enjoyed seeing Kylie on this season because she hasn't been featured much the past couple seasons because of the pregnancy and because life of Kylie, she wanted to do her own thing for a bit. So it was really nice to just see her and have her part of the show.
I'm a fan. I am.
I love Kylie.
I love hearing her talk because like the Jenner kids are different from the Kardashian girls. Mm-hmm. I will say like Caitlyn Jenner was really a big part of their, like, her daughter's lives.
Her upbringing, for
that's why they're so different, and I love seeing their business mode, and I love seeing Kylie come and do her thing at only 21. Mm-hmm. And I, just to jump on, I love seeing her at the end of this, like, calling her older sisters and being like, fam, let's not do that. Like, we're better than this. So I love Kylie. Yeah. I'm a fan.
And it's already on the Shade Room. I saw that people are like,
Shade Room, they're
good for
super
Kylie
fast.
For...
I love Kylie and Kendall. The Jenner girls are everything.
The best.
What about you? What's your
mine favorite? Was the burping and the summer harmony and the whole thing, which is
it was amazing.
It was just so good.
And we got good pictures from the Bali trip too.
We did.
It took a lot of cute selfies and a lot of self-awareness and a lot of burping.
Or, you know, I feel like early season 16, didn't we get like whenever Kim was trying to get all those paparazzi looks in where was it? Like
they were in was it China or Japan?
Yeah, but was that last season?
It could have been last season, but it could have been like right at the end.
It was so good.
When her and she called her sister's outfits ugly,
and she's Courtney's like, wait, go ahead, real quick, I need to get a solo shot.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, it was because Chloe was still pregnant.
And I think we got a new baby this season.
And MJ moved here, from San Diego to Calabasas.
And Chris stayed back, and Scott. Yes. I love seeing Scott. Anything that Scott does, I'm happy about.
I'm just happy that he's stable. I never thought we'd see that.
Exactly. Can you imagine?
Seems like he's such a great dad. And like, if you would have told me this like a couple seasons ago, I would not have believed
it. Can you imagine 16 seasons? Scott is like level-headed.
Dad. Yeah.
Jordan's like doing her thing on this side. Kim has a fourth baby. MJ is here. Like, everyone is just so different and living their life. Kylie's a mom, because you remember, like, Kylie was the age that Mason is now from season one. So she's a mom and she's a businesswoman. So here we are 16 seasons later, and they're all just doing their own thing.
Are we getting Scott's shirt? You know, he did a special line for Chloe's birthday.
That's right.
The I'm in love with a Coco shirt and sweater.
Talentless is the brand.
It's cute, but very it's expensive.
It looks cute,
though. I know. How much was it? It was like half off,
the sweater was $140.
Good night.
The shirts are $50 plus shipping, so that's probably like $55, $60. Yeah.
You're too rich. Stop.
It's only limited edition.
Yeah, and it looks like the handwriting is kind of like Life of Pablo.
Yes.
Too. So it's just like they're all, you know, that baggy look is just
that's how I dress every day. I'm good, fam.
You're like, you can get that.
You don't need that for $200. Like, you can do that. Yeah, exactly.
I do it every day. It's okay, but we support. We support.
We do support.
We just won't buy.
We'll just leave it in the cart.
Yeah, leave it in the cart. We'll look at it at the wish list, and then we'll think about it, and we won't.
Right. We'll give you views on your website. That's it.
Because you know we'd be looking. We're just like, what
do
you have?
I do like Chris's new weird shaggy haircut. Am I the only one who liked her?
You're the only one, girl. You're the only one.
Am I the only one who liked her new haircut?
Yes, you are.
I don't like it.
It's a little off-putting, but it's cute.
How is that?
Because, you know what it is? Because... Listen, this is 16 seasons, and I do feel like Chris has looked the same for 16. So to see her with a different haircut, it is different. No, I'm just by myself, guys.
It's like I want my mullet back. Yeah. Billy Ray Cyrus.
Mama Chris, I loved it. I appreciate it.
Oh no, disconnect Nakia's mic.
Yes, I have another favorite from this season, and it's with Kris Jenner. It's Thank You Next. Ariana Grande's music video. Yes, that was a highlight.
Yeah.
I love Kris Jenner, and I think like Kris, you know, tries to be a good mom. Even in this whole Jordan situation, she has relationships, she has friendships, and I think she's just trying her best.
You're doing
great, sweetie, to be a good mom, and she has like six kids, and she's just trying. It's a lot.
Yeah. And a lot of grandkids.
A lot of grandbabies going on. So, I also like the Christmas party. I did too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Christmas party. Because
I liked, not that I liked it, but to see her emotional, Kris to kind of hand it off to Kim, and to see this whole Dr. Seuss thing, I thought that was really cute. I liked it.
Definitely. To see Sunday Service too, Kanye. In addition to Kylie being featured so much, Kanye was featured so much.
This was almost the Kanye show.
This was almost the Kanye show.
Because remember, he never wanted to be on the show.
He didn't want to. The kids, he didn't want North on there. Yeah. He was like, nothing.
He never wanted the house.
Kanye needed that check.
North had her own episode with the camping trip.
Yes, she did.
Wow!
I love the camping trip,
The camping trip. This is good. I'm like, what was on this season?
I love how we're reliving it all.
I do like the camping trip because I like what Kim calls Larsa out, and I like this episode when she calls her out, too. Because Larsa needs to get off this show. I'm sorry.
Larsa,
the
door.
Bye.
I can't tell whether or not Kiki likes Larsa.
I don't.
can't tell.
If I didn't make that clear, I don't.
And Nakia is
my business.
You can find me at Kiki Boom. I don't, because she's not needed.
And Malika too, huh?
Malika's different. I don't dislike Malika.
Don't come for Malika, because that's my girl.
I don't dislike Malika, but I disliked her, what she did, because I can pull receipts, baby, and I don't want to do that to Malika. And I actually like Malika. Larsa, I don't see the need for her to be there. Larsa don't need to be there. She's 50 and she has her thing with her husband. She's a friend that we don't need, and I'm happy that Kim dropped her the camping trip.
I could do without Larsa. I agree, but you know Malika.
I like Malika.
She has her moments, but
Malika's,
I like her
OG.
Overall.
Yeah,
I like Malika. I love all their friends, and you know, I love Malika and Khadija. They're two of my favorites, especially Khadija. Khadija's one of my favorites because Khadija's married, she does her own thing. Larsa, I do not. I don't know if I've not made that clear.
Well, if you take one thing away from our review, it's that Nakia does not like Larsa.
Bye.
Deal.
You can find me on social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
Thank you for that. Seriously, find her there. She has the best Instagram stories.
Really nice.
So make sure to find her there at Kiki Boom Boom. And Howard, where can everyone find you?
Yes, you can find me on all social media accounts at Howard III. Of course, my website, howardthethird.com. And then I also hang out with Kiki over here. We get a little bit more shadier. We go into a little bit more detail on our own show called Back to Reality on our sister network station, Black Hollywood Live, on Sundays at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So hang out with us there.
Yes.
And if you want to keep up with Rachel.
Yes, I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on Instagram at @Rach_Robillard.
She has the best time during the weekends. I literally stay
her
home.
Best life.
She lives her best life.
I live for the weekends.
Best life.
Check that out. You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And, of course, I do the Good Trouble After Show for Freeform on AfterBuzz TV on Tuesdays. I think it is at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We love you guys. Thank you so much. This has been our best views that we've had in a long time. So thank you for that. And until next season.
We'll be back next season.
Season 17.
Bye. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.